Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Live at Cobos Q, 2012 Rusk, downtown, as we get ready for parade day here as we celebrate our Houston Astros' second world championship. Joining us right now, a guy who's got a few of his own. He's got a few rings of his own. Roger Clemens right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. Raj, you've been here. You've done this. What's it like for these guys today? I mean, it's just a couple of days after, right, after they won. Usually you'll wait 3-4 days before the parade. What's it like for these guys right now?
Well, hopefully some are good and they recover fast if they had a little too much champagne in the locker room. But hopefully they're recovering fast. And, you know, it's a big week in Houston with the PGA coming in, everything going on. So they circled back pretty quick. I think everything's kind of all the stars, if you will, are aligning. And but it's a great feeling. I mean, like I said, I think when you watch the guys celebrate, what you have flashbacks of going all the way back in mid-February when you're on a backfield in spring training, taking ground balls, covering first base, working on your double plays, doing your sprints, the work you do in the weight room. I mean, you just have a little, you know, you have to go all the way back. Sometimes you have to look back. I always tell people the only time you look back or look in the rearview mirror is just to see how far you come, and that's what you do, man. And when you have a world champion season like this, there's nothing like it. The Astros, our boys are, you know, again, they went through some hard times, you know, losing over 100 games 3 years in a row, and now they've become, set themselves up for a dynasty and you know, positioned themselves to be in a game like this, like a game six, which was just a fantastic ball game. I mean, it was just a great game. I mean, so that's what you kind of think about. You reminisce, you take a little time to look back on all the work you put in, and then you feel like it paid off.
What's it like in the losers' locker room?
Well, it was just a body blow, man. I mean, you know, they had a Robbie Thompson, probably, you know, told them about how, you know, great year they were. They were dead in the water so many times, and then to just to get through the playoffs like they did, what a great run they had. So, but you know, like I said, that was a huge blow. I mean, it was a great game until, you know, Robbie tried to, you know, he pulled Wheeler out of there, and you know, went for, you know, Alvarado again, and that's a big time matchup right there. And you have to go back to when he hit him with bases loaded, so you know he's not going to come in. And like I told you guys a few shows ago, Alvarado, he relies on velocity, he relies on speed instead of location. And you add that along with Jordan, you know, when he was in that situation, he's coming up, I was thinking about, man, I hope he's not too technical with all the stuff we've been hearing about how he's been, you know, taking extra batting practice before BP and after BP and right before the game. And, man, he just lit into that ball. He absolutely roasted it. He got his foot down on time and ran into one. So that was a huge blow, obviously, and the roof came off at Minute Maid.
What if Joe Torre comes after you 70 pitches in to an elimination game? What are you going to tell him when he comes out to the mound?
Thanks, Skip. You know, let's go get him.
Yeah, that's tough, especially when you have an extra day's rest too. So, you know, he relies on, you know, Joe was a fantastic manager. He obviously, we had an all-star at every position, but he handled our personalities fantastic. and he handled the media too in a media-driven town. But yeah, he was always important. Would you look at him? I remember one of our pitchers. I won't mention his name. He went out there in a crucial game in the World Series, and he said, "What do you?" He goes, "You got this guy." And our pitcher said, "I think so." And he goes, "No, nope, that's not what I want to hear." And he went right to the bullpen. So he didn't want to hear anybody saying thanks. He thinks so. So I would tell him, "I'm good. Let me start eating outs for you one out at a time here. Even if I get in a jam, you know, we'll work our way through it. I might pitch around a guy." But that's the matchup you want. It was just not a good matchup at the time because our guys were ready for it.
You saw Nolan Ryan's documentary. I love when the manager came out to get him. And Nolan said, "Who you got in the bullpen that's better than me? Get off my mound, okay?"
Yeah. That's old school right there.
Yeah, that's old school. We got Roger Clemens brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Roger, we were talking about, I feel so good for Mancini. A little redemption with the play at first and then the base hit for Verlander. Guys who, you know, weren't contributing. If you don't do anything for your team in that situation, you just don't feel great about it. But everybody in that locker room can feel great about themselves today.
Yeah, but it was a good little deal. I mean, when it was the pitching doing it, then we had just, it seemed like, seven of our hitters went cold and two guys came through in a big way. I mean, it was just like that, you know, next guy up, you know, situation. Then the games were tight and we did it with our leather. I mean, for example, the first inning last night, it helped Valdez settle down. He got that double play, which is excellent. And then, Pena's great play. It helped him settle down. He got, and then he got right back into a little bit of a jam in the second. And thank goodness Sosa's fly ball, you know, missed the Crawford box cutout. He thought when he hit that ball that was gone for sure, but Valdez looked great again. I mean, he got out of those jams. I think he had 5 Ks at one point in a row and retired 10 in a row. And other than the fastball, the bullet home run by Schwarzenegger, you know, the bullpen came in and did it again. I think our pitchers set a record for strikeouts again. So there was all kinds of stuff just piling up that way. Pena was just super consistent. You know, again, I love what he did at the plate, but I love it better when you have, for me and as a pitcher, when you got guys can flash some leather and make some great plays behind you, it really pumps you up.
Raj, it was, speaking of Fromber, it's amazing that every game, the first two innings, he is so fearless as it pertains to his willingness to just throw pitches that are going to be his pitches just to see, all right, let's see if he'll chase this. Let's see what the umpire zone is going to be. And it's not like he's in a fearful mode where he needs to get ahead first strikes. And every time I keep thinking, boy, he's going to get himself in trouble with this, and yet he doesn't. And I think that level of confidence, I don't know if you remember hearing about this. I think it was during pandemic when it came out, when he really turned it around. He started visiting a sports psychologist, and they got him right mentally. Can you talk about the mentality of when you finally figure out, okay, I'm in control of this. I'm not going to be afraid of certain situations. Because Fromber's not afraid of those situations at all.
Well, it's a focus problem. And so you always have to click that little focus meter, you know, that little focus dial, if you will, up a couple notches. And he looked like he was doing that. I mean, sometimes you can hear people in the stand. You can see the popcorn vendor, the beer guy behind home plate. You can let your mind wander a little bit out there. And that's just a focus thing that he's been able to really dial up and look great doing it. As a hitter, as an opposing hitter, you got to hunt the bottom of the baseball off him. As you notice, he got a couple nice ground balls because at the very last minute, when you're starting to engage that baseball, he's got enough, like just a little bit of cut coming off that, high velocity cutter or fastball. And, he got a couple crucial ground balls. The guys that hunted the bottom of the baseball, like Sosa, he got that ball out there pretty deep, and we're just fortunate, like I said, that it wasn't near the Crawford boxes. So, but again, just a great job. I mean, he did. Last night the top 5 hitters in the Phillies were 2 for 18. That's not going to get it done. And solo home runs don't hurt you. They're almost rally killers. So Yep. You got to stay. You got to stay right there.
Yep. Roger Clemens brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. Here live with us, live at Cobos Q, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Raj, I mean, you saw the greatest reliever ever in Mariano Rivera. This is the greatest bullpen performance ever. 0.83 ERA this postseason. How unbelievable is that?
It's incredible, and it shows a little restraint from Dusty not to pull your starter either, because you have such good starting pitching. You if they do get in a little mess, you got the best bullpen. So, but he relied on his guys to eat 5-6 innings at times, and then go right to the matchups, and go right to his hottest hands out there. So, and we didn't even use 2 or 3 guys out there very much at all that have fantastic arms. So, it was just you're right. I mean, I obviously have the best closer in the history of the game coming in behind me. Anytime I could get Mariano within 4 outs, you know, I knew I was laboring or getting a little tired. If I could just start eating outs and not worry about the full inning, and the closer you can get to that bullpen, the better. And then, you saw it last night. Those guys came in 1-2-3, Neris, Abreu, and then Presley came in doing his thing. And, they were just super consistent. They felt really good in what role that they fell in. And, they embraced it, and it showed.
One of the things that's been amazing to me to watch about the Astros is, you know, condition to think, okay, as a pitcher, when you're watching pitchers, if they get you with this pitch a couple times, they're going to a second pitch, a different pitch to get you. And it seems like the Astros, they have a mentality and they have a game plan where they find the pitch that you're not good with, and they are – everyone on the staff is going to exploit that same pitch as much as possible. Did you find that to be the case? Is that unusual at all to basically say, this is the one you're not good at, so we're going to keep giving you this?
Normally when you get in the playoffs, high-pressure packed games, you watch a pitcher-catcher combination, and you watch the first 2 pitches. Usually they will tip their hand on how they're going to try and get you out. So they'll show you the 1 or 2 pitches early in the count, and then if it does get to 2-2, 3-2, we got a pretty good idea they're going right back to that, because they show their hand. Our guys were doing things a little bit differently. I mean, we went right to a very difficult breaking ball or cutter. Most of our starters all throw extremely hard. Also, all the guys do. Like I said, 3 things. You got velocity, you got movement, and you got location. Velocity is really the last thing that you need. You need location, and you need a little movement, and our guys have that. It's a luxury to have the 98 mile an hour fastball, but if you're a 92 guy, 93 guy, maybe, you still get it done with that, with your deception, with your mechanics. But again, that's kind of how when you're in a scouting meeting, that's kind of what you go through and how you're going to break a guy down.
Roger Clemens, brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You talked about your team, those Yankees teams. They had an all-star at every position, but they paid them, Rog. This team has lost Charlie Morton, George Springer, Garrett Cole, Carlos Correa.
Michael Brantley to injury.
Michael Brantley to injury. Rog, and they've got 8 guys, major contributors, who aren't even – they didn't even hit arbitration yet. The emergence of Javier, the emergence of Hunter Brown, you could still fade if JV, Justin Verlander, is going to ask for a big contract, Raj. You might even be able to fade losing this guy and still be the best team in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, it could happen. There's no doubt about it, just for the fact that they didn't have knee-jerk decisions and big trades where they, unloaded a bunch of our young, high prospects. The guys know that they can play probably in the big leagues, and give them a little time to be even to struggle early in the season and then get going. And then when somebody gives, for instance, I heard Dusty talk about Pena, and a couple guys, like Altuve, gave him the stamp of confidence that he's going to be great in the middle infield with him, and that he's going to be a good player for a long time. Once a young player hears that from another veteran player, it gives you that stamp of confidence. It makes you blossom, and everybody got to see it firsthand. It happened. I tell you what, it doesn't even matter if you're a veteran. I remember, I already had 2 or 3 Cy Youngs under my belt. I played with Yogi Berra out of the Bob Hope tournament, and Yogi grabbed me and said, "Hey, kid, you could pitch in our era." and you get a vote of confidence from somebody like Yogi Bear or Altuve passing that along to Pena right there, who's trying to fill in some pretty big shoes. It's a huge vote of confidence.
What about that? What about that surprising move by Kyle Schwarber in the eighth? Went two strikes to square to bunt and bunt out.
It seemed like they gave up, Raj.
That's what I thought, because the swings in the last inning was like, let's throw your pitch, I'm taking a swing, and we're going.
Well, obviously the bomb, the dead center field, really, really hit him in the chest. And then the tack-on run late by Vasquez, that was, that's always great to have. I could sit here all day with you, and I couldn't explain why he tried to bunt there. I have no idea what was going on there.
Boy, you want to talk about thank you. I mean, Kyle Schwarber, the one guy who's on it that you fear the most in that lineup, and you're going to bunt with two strikes?
Dead on. Dead on. Dead on.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you so much. As a pitcher, because he was the hottest bat. He was running into some good fastballs, too. So you're exactly right. Thank you very much.
All right, when the parade what time do these guys start drinking before the parade?
I'm sure some of them may have already.
They already started? Are you coming down here for the parade, or are you just going to watch on TV?
I'll be watching quite a bit of it.
Okay. All right.
I got the crew and the grand boys are running around, so it's going to be a fun week. And then I start doing the stuff for the Astros Foundation. We don't miss a beat. We're going to do some stuff for the Astros Foundation this week, and then I got to get out there and shake some hands and kiss some babies at this PGA event.
All right, you got your foundation. Okay, the Roger Clemens Foundation. You've got DebbieClemens.com. We really appreciate the Daspit Law Firm taking care of this and having you on, making donations to your foundation so that you can do all the work that you're doing, which is really, really great. And you're working for the Astros Foundation. That's good. That is great stuff too, Rog. So, man, we really appreciate it. I'll tell you, we have gotten so many compliments, so many people, such great feedback about you being on here with us that it's been great. It's been great for us. I hope you've enjoyed it. And we got us a title as well. How good is this?
It's awesome. There's no doubt about it. And I just say thank you to you guys for having me on. All the listeners, they know it's my hometown. I've been around there since high school and just some tremendous fans. And yes, my boys from Brand 47 will be sending some World Series product down, and Deb will put her sparkly stuff on it. So we're going to have some World Series gear if you want it to. So we're going to have fun with this and enjoy it while we can. And we're going to blink, and spring training will be here again.
That's right. No, go to DebbieClemens.com. Get her that Christmas present. She wants Astros gear, and Debbie will bling it up for him. So get to DebbieClemens.com and get your Astros gear. Get to the Roger Clemens Foundation, too, and Astros Foundation. Obviously, Roger's doing work with them, too. Hey, man, it has been great. Thanks so much for being with us this postseason. We really enjoyed it. Your insight has been great. Thanks again, and hopefully we'll talk again soon.
You got it, man. Thanks for having me.
All right, there's Roger Clemens right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm.
Yeah, go to Daspit Law, DASPIT Law.com. John had he had his first child, game one of the World Series. He was set to go. Don't make that mistake.
Whoa.
Stay with the baby. Stay with the mom. That's what he did.
You
but
can
guess
always
where he was?
Have another baby. You but, can't have another game one 2022.
Well, I mean, that is fair, too.
Yep.
I didn't want to tell him because I don't want to be the one to get in trouble there. But and then I saw his tickets for game seven, and I was like, I guess we're all taken care of since that's where he was.
Oh, my goodness.
Since that's where he was watching the game
pretty
from.
Good.
Yeah, he was doing pretty good for game seven. So Daspit Law, you know why he's doing pretty good? Because he's great at what he does. He will get you great settlements. If you've been hurt in an accident, it's not your doing. It's someone else's negligence. This is the guy who helps so many people with refinery blasts and things like that in the ship channel. Make sure that you call my guy, John Daspit, at DaspitLaw.com. It's DASPIT Law.com.
And if you don't have hair, you need hair, Dre, you should listen up, Dr. Dre. Okay? That's all I'm saying. You and Jackie, all you need is my man, Doc Linville, okay? 975 hair. You got too much hair.
Ooh,
you
he's got hair.
You don't need
That's
Doc Linville.
That's not a problem. That's
Raul,
not a problem,
all right?
Raul.
But my man Dr. Dre over there does. He needs a little.
That's his look.
That's it. Well,
that's his look, though.
I know that's his look. You know what? Look better with with some hair. Okay, that's what it looked like. It looked better with hair. Everybody looks better with hair. Can't have a super. You can't be a superhero if you're bald. You need hair. Okay, all you got to do is go to 975hair.com. Let the NeoGraft process take its place and do its work for you. 7-8 months later, and you've got beautiful hair. All you got to do is go to 975hair.com, get a free evaluation with Doc Linville. He's one of the leading hair, it's not replacement, it's hair moving specialists in the city of Houston. They take it from the side and the back, and they put it on the top of your head, and you are going to have hair again. She'll love it. You'll love it. 975hair.com.
This is Jose Altuve, and you're listening to Jung and Lance on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by Gulf Coast Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC.
Hey, guys, Allstate Windows and Siding. This is a spot where if you need windows for your home, here's a good way to find out if you do. Is your energy bill just completely out of whack and you feel like your home is always humid? You're always humid in your house. Yesterday, for example, a lot of us had air conditioning on. It was extraordinarily muggy. If you have a house that doesn't stay cool very long or you feel like you're always fighting off humidity, that means that you've got some issues with leaky windows, and that's why you need windows that are retrofit by my good friends over at Allstate Windows and Siding. They are doing great siding jobs. They're doing great window jobs. They keep a clean workspace, professional installation, and these windows are made here in Texas. They understand. The people in Texas make it for Texas weather, and you guys know how extreme Texas weather can be. So it is made specifically for us, by us, and they're doing it at deep discounts. Right now, you can get a really, really huge discount, but you have to mention that you heard about it from ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, that I told you about this hookup, and you'll get it done. Make sure that you call them at 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936. It's AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com.
Can we pop in champagne like we won a championship game?
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
No, we're not at the Veritex Community Bank Studios. We love Veritex Community Bank Studios, but we're live at Cobos Q downtown all day long. We're going to be here at Cobos Q broadcasting live for Parade Day here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We're brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. The Astros are your world champs. Academy Sports and Outdoors has everything you need to celebrate. Swing by your local Academy store today or shop online to find officially licensed jerseys, tees, caps, and more. And we really appreciate you
guys.
Here's
a question. Jason Bristol from Channel 11 asked, how important was it to Justin Verlander and Kate Upton for Justin to get his first World Series win? She said on TV, on Channel 11, she goes, we can't play, but she goes, I'm so happy that he has it, but honestly, he's such a legend. Who effing cares? And she just walks off.
That is so funny. He got it. No, he needed that ring.
She goes, who effing cares? And then she looks at the TV and goes, and then walks off. She's been feeling it this entire postseason. Oh, yeah. Watch the look on her face as she says it. You can see. And she looks and she goes, you know, people don't care about your local news channel. You're going to get F-bombs put on you in Houston.
Yeah.
That's one thing we noticed.
No. Live, yeah.
We talked about it earlier. I know you guys already saw the video where the lady had the misfortune of asking a guy who looked like he wanted an amazing amount of smoke, what do you say to all those fans who still call the Houston Astros cheaters?
We're on the air too, freak. This is live, okay? Wow.
These mics pick up everything. But that is what he said, though.
All right.
But that was what was said, by the way.
I dropped this on you a little bit earlier, the Jason Stark article, where this team ranks in history. He has 6 years of ridiculous dominance. The Astros' win percentage over these last 6 years is .622, and they have two World Series titles. Two titles and a .622 percentage. That is greatness. Okay, the 96 to 2003 Roger Clemens Yankees didn't do that. The Big Red Machine didn't do that. the Orioles of the late 60s, early 70s, A's of the 70s, Red Sox of the 2000s, Giants of the 2010s. None of them did that. 622 win percentage and two world titles. You know the last time it was done?
When?
1946.
What?
Stan Musial's Cardinals. Three titles, a 655 win percentage. Then before that was Jimmy Fox's 32 A's. Home Run Baker's 14 A's.
That literally was 09 to 14.
Tinkers to Evers to
Chance. Tinkers to Evers to Chance. The trip, the double play combination that's sweeping Chicago, kids.
05 through 10, Cubs. Four World Series in 6 years. The 71 Orioles were the last to do it. Four World Series, two titles.
Wow.
Just like the Astros. But they didn't win 62% of their games.
No.
No.
This is amazing.
But that's the last time.
The rarefied air. And it's funny because one of the most amazing things that's happened is this was a validation. You're right. It's not a revenge. It's a validation. Because you can't – I've seen so many, not just media members, but fans who – we saw Ken Rosenthal do it the other day. I saw you've seen people on MLB Network has done it. Jeff Passan has done this. They all say, look – yeah, they're cheaters in 17, and we all know that stuff. And most regular Astros fans say, yeah, we know. We know how it goes. You're going to put the asterisk and all that stuff. We get it. But there's nothing that can be said now. And you'll still have the salty fans who it doesn't matter, once a cheater, always a cheater, or blah, blah, blah. But I've noticed that most people begrudgingly, and in some cases not even begrudgingly,
no,
really give them respect. Because
the
if you're a baseball fan, you recognize. Now, I didn't know these numbers that you just pointed out. But just the feel of, you know how infrequently you get to World Series. To do it 4 of 6, six straight ALCS championships, and regular seasons other than 2020 have been unbelievable. So you've lost guys inside the mix there. And you don't buy back guys. You don't buy guys. You did trade for Verlander.
Well, that's
you did trade for Cole.
See, that's the difference. Right, right, right. You did make deals and you did add. But that's the difference between Roger Clemens' Yankees of those times. They just said, okay, you're up, we'll pay you. Well, you're up, we'll pay you. You're up, we'll pay you. The Astros are like, nah, we ain't going to pay you. We're going to replace you. And, oh, by the way, the fact that you've got, okay, that McCormick, who made a major contribution, Kyle Tucker, Brian Abreu, Garcia, Urquidy, Javier, that's six. Pena.
From inside your own.
Pena.
Yep.
None of these guys were even arbitration eligible until now. I did mention McCormick.
You mentioned McCormick?
That's seven. There was one more that was in there. Not even arbitrate. Well, Jake Myers as well. Not even – and they're making major contributions on a – I mean, look at the contributions of Javier, of Urquidy, of Garcia, of Brian Abreu. Holy crap.
Well, so
Hunter Brown.
Yeah.
I mean, none of these guys were even arbitration eligible till now.
This is what makes it so difficult to do this, is that eventually ego gets in the way on a lot of teams. Has not happened because the Astros have culture, and that's why culture is important. I hate when people try to act like culture doesn't matter, or analytics guys pretend like it doesn't exist. It's a real thing that matters in terms of sustainability, because if you have guys jealous of each other's salaries, jealous of the shine and jealous of the attention, it eventually will erode the core of a team. The Astros have not had it. The superstar of the Houston Astros, the greatest Astro who's ever played, Jose Altuve, Mr. Houston Astro, is as humble as it gets. He doesn't care. He celebrates for you harder than he'll celebrate for himself. Jose Altuve, you've got to have a guy like Altuve at the heart of it all, who cares as much about all of his teammates as he does about anything having to do with himself, and frankly cares even more about it.
What about a Kyle Tucker,
yeah,
who's seeing Altuve make 30, Bregman make 30? He's making $700,000,
well,
and one of the best players in baseball.
Well, we'll see when it comes time to get an early contract done.
Oh, yeah. I forgot Jordan isn't even arbitration eligible yet.
Jordan.
Although he got the big contract, so
yeah,
he doesn't count that.
And that's smart, but, you know, it's it's really at the core is the Astros front office, and this includes Jim Crane. They have an understanding of, we got to do our play. We cannot just keep signing the same guys over and over for the highest dollars, because it's not a sustainable model. To make it sustainable, we've got to have younger players play well.
Yep.
at less dollars so that we can pay our arbitration guys. It's just been such a smart – I've seen it happen in the NFL, but it's really hard to do. The Steelers, the Eagles used to be really good when
Joe Banner
was there.
Well, you know who Banner did it was the
there. Seahawks. Seahawks for years did that. Well, they drafted great. They grew their
own. And before those guys got
into
the big money.
But eventually, ego
– But they, yeah, that's right.
Eventually, ego tore it apart, and that's been one of the things with the Astros is it's really multiple things, John. That's why I love hearing people say – we got to start copying the Astros. There's all these articles. Yankees got to start copying the Astros.
They can.
We got to start. The copying the Astros means you have to have unselfish superstars. You have to have great love of each other and
you
chemistry.
Have patience.
You have to have patience. You have to. Well, you just have to lose 300. Yeah, I mean, losing helped them for who they. But it was the evaluations, the signings, the minor league
development,
the coaching on the major league level to turn Nerys and Montero and Charlie Morton and all these guys into the pitchers that they became. Those are all extremely important. And then you have to have guys like, you have to have your minor league system that goes out and finds Urquidy when he's older, finds Fromber when he's older. That's rare. You just don't see that. You got to recognize certain traits that you think can develop. To say you got to copy the Astros, well, I guess you just go get a bunch of Latin American players because those guys ball out like mothers and they're fearless. But that's not going to do it. Look at what Philadelphia did. Think about this. Bought Harper, bought Schwarber, either bought or traded for damn near all of their biggest players. Yeah. All their best players.
Hoskins came up. Yeah, that's
Wheeler from inside the
– I think so.
Yeah.
No,
he came over.
Where was he? Toronto before this, or where was Wheeler?
No, I went to Toronto.
No, he's not one of their guys. Hoskins is one of their guys, though, but they don't have. You're right. They don't. It's not homegrown. Astros, for the most part, homegrown.
Astros are definitely Zach Wheeler pitching. Astros are definitely homegrown. Mets. But you feel in. He's been with Philadelphia for three years.
Right.
But, yeah, they rebuilt on the – you know, it's improbable the Phillies come back because, you know, into relevance because they have bought and traded for the best players they can. But that's not a sustainable model because everyone gets too expensive.
All right, 713-780-3776. We'll get you in here next right here on ESPN 97.5 live from Cobos Q where we're hanging out all day long. All our shows brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. I'm talking about Chastang Ford. My peeps over at Chastang Ford, what a great time. Man, the city is just alive and just feeling so great. And if you got to have a car, you want to feel great about it. You want to have those payments where you have to have them. You don't want to be choking on your payments. And the first thing that Chastang Ford is going to ask you is where do your payments have to be? So let's get you there, okay? Then you can select the vehicle that you want and customize it exactly as you want it. Other dealerships are going to go, oh, you need this, and you need this. You need that bed liner. You need that sunroof. No, I don't. I don't need that. Actually, I don't want that stuff. But, no, you got to have – no. No add-ons, no markups. If you order from Chastang Ford, you order a vehicle from Chastang Ford. And, by the way, all the order banks are open now. All the order banks are open. If you order a vehicle from Chastang Ford, well, now all you will not pay MSRP. Okay, and other dealerships can't say that. They're just not going to say it because it's a lie. With Chastang Ford, they promise you that you're going to be under MSRP when you buy your vehicle at Chastang Ford. All you got to do is get to ChastangFord.com or on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown. Do business with the people, with the best people in the business to do business with, the great people. Join the Chastang family, ChastangFord.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up.
The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back to Cobos Q Live 2012 Rusk, where we're broadcasting all day long. Raul had an unbelievable night
We're not going to be here until 7.
We're part of the station.
Yeah, but you're going to be here until
we're
7?
I consider the whole station we. We're a team, okay?
No.
Maybe you're not a teammate.
Okay. I couldn't be an
You're
Astro.
You're like a Yankee
selfish,
instead of an Astro.
Where's mine? Okay. Where's mine?
That's it. That's all you care about.
See, that's
I'm
what's,
part
that's
of a
what's
team.
Gonna,
here.
That's what's going to break up.
We the all end. Win. We all lose. Okay.
You're not a team.
All together. That's what we do.
Do you ever do the Wheelhouse Show?
I do. I do the Wheelhouse Show all the time. I'm on.
They
with
haven't
those.
Asked me on. I don't think. They like, don't, I have a couple times.
Yeah, it's like because you're too snobby. Oh, you're a snob. Times.
No, I'm they, up there. I'm like, only up there every day.
Yeah, I know, but they're like, oh, we're afraid, Mr.
Here's what I do.
Mr.
I stay at the station until 7 p.m. every day just waiting. If anyone needs me on the air, I'll be here.
Oh, yeah, that's what you do.
Team.
Yeah, that's
Team.
What you do. You stay up there so you can watch Team. Your Netflix. That's the only reason you stay up at the station.
I take a gander.
Instead of going home where the kids will be
Well,
going.
No, I'm in November, so I'm having to write up prospects. But I do, right after the show, I get my little whatever my lunch is. I watch my stories.
Mm-hmm.
And then I move on. I watch my telenovelas, and then I move on from there to write up my draft prospects like Cameron Peoples or running back from App State. That's my life right now.
That is your life.
Yeah.
Well, your life sucks.
Or
so,
Mike Evans, the tackle from Pine Bluff, Arkansas Pine Bluff.
Oh, that's
He's
awesome.
From C.E. King here in Houston. Though.
Oh, nice.
Represent. He'll be a guard in the NFL. So let's talk more about Pine Bluff prospects. If you got Pine Bluff questions or anything about FCS prospects, 713-780-3776. Or if you want to talk World Series, we can do that as well. Quickly on the NFL front, I don't have a whole lot. I don't have a whole lot to say about that. But I will say this: what a strange year we're having, where Geno Smith is like a for sure Pro Bowler, and maybe even is going to catch some MVP votes. And Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers look like they are finished the way they're playing. Rodgers looks like he can still spin it, just having an atrocious year. Geno Smith wins again. He won on the road. Would you? How much would you like to have Kyler Murray's contract on? He just signed a new contract.
Yeah.
You're Arizona. You can, like, that feels like you burned money in a pile.
By the way, well, he was one of the rare ones that won on the road. Oh, covered on the road.
Who, Geno?
Yesterday,
yeah.
Home teams were 9-2 against the spread.
Wow.
9-2.
Pretty good.
If you just took all the home teams.
Did the Bears cover?
The Bears covered.
They did?
3.5.
Oh, they're getting a hook.
They caught the hook. Yeah.
Justin Fields ran for 178 yards.
178 yards.
He was, I'm telling you, he looks faster and more athletic in pros
but how
than
smart
I thought he looked in college.
The way they're going about it now
well,
as
smart.
Opposed to early on.
Yeah, it's a smart. And the same mm-hmm. way Tennessee Titans should be using, they should use Willis in the exact same way. They did some, but, I mean, I would be like direct snapping to Willis, and then you get direct snap to downhill handoffs to Derrick Henry. Like, I don't think I'd throw with Malik Willis more than five times a game. I'd just pound the rock. But Colts might be the worst offense in all of football. Sam Ellinger, sorry, Longhorn fans, Sam Ellinger is not back. This is looks terrible. Sam barely can get it there. Like, passes to wide on running backs sliding out of the backfield, throws to the sideline. You have to fair catch them there in the air for so long. Like, what? We going for hang time here, Sam?
It's bad.
It's bad.
Ben, the Colts,
are terrible.
Bad.
They are terrible.
Well, let's get – okay, who's up next, RJ?
Manny.
Manny's up next. Let's get Manny in here. Hey, Manny.
Guys, listen to me. The Astros went 11-2, you know, on their World Series championship run, right? My bookie yep. has not watched baseball, I'm assuming, all year because I hammered the over-under on Astros pitcher strikeouts every game, and they were so low. It was like I would have not had any respect for myself if I didn't bet on the over for each game. And I only lost one game. And that was the Verlander game, his win. He didn't get to the number. I think the number was like 8.5. He didn't get to the number. But, oh, my God, I didn't realize the amazingness of betting baseball during the playoffs. Because, I mean, it was like, you know, the Astros are so good. You knew Framer was going to have more than 5.5 strikeouts. You knew Javier was going to have more than 6 strikeouts. You know what I'm saying? It was like my bookie's just giving away money. Oh, what? Framber, 7 or more strikeouts in game 6, plus a Yordan home run, plus an Astros win. Yes, please. Let me have that money. I'll take that money. I can get daddy some new shoes. It was amazing. It was an amazing run by the Astros. Their pitching is incredible. And I wake up every morning thinking about how many years we get to have this pitching staff, minus, of course, Verlander. It's unbelievable how good the Astros pitching staff is. And I can see easily us going back to the World Series the next 3 out of the 4 years coming up. I mean, that's not an outlandish take at all with this pitching staff and this bullpen. I mean, it was incredible. It was insane. And I'm so much richer because of it. And that's the point of my phone call. I love my bookie and the way that they lay out their bets, because it's like, yes, Manuel, here, take this money.
Well, I mean, the number, thanks for the call, man. 5.5 to 6 was the strikeout total every game. Usually it was 5.5, because the thought is, okay, one to 1.5 per inning. The starters will go 5, maybe 6. Here's the thing. Astros starters strike a ton of people out. By the way, there's another record they set. Most strikeouts in a World Series was 71 in 6 games. 71 strikeouts in 6 games. That's a new World Series record as well. So many
records. Well, it's a high strikeout team with a high strikeout pitching staff.
Yeah.
I mean, goodness gracious, it doesn't get any better. And that is so funny. Only once this postseason did they not hit the over on strikeouts. That's just ridiculous. Pick it up, my bookie.
Well, it's Lance
McCullers.
I don't
want you to go out of business.
It was Lance McCullers.
I don't. No, he said it was Verlander.
It was?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I guess McCullers did have some strikeouts.
Verlander.
Because usually the strikeout total is for the starting pitcher.
Yeah.
It's
No, it's not for the game. All right, 7037803776, live from Cobos Q, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. It's where you get all your gear. Go to academy.com or just stop by one of the stores and pick up your World Series champion gear. Right now, though, I'm talking about dip, okay? You're dipping at the game. You're spitting all over. Stop already. Stop. I don't care where you are. You want to go to a bar and you want to spit. What are you spitting into a cup? What are you doing? With Artisan Grange, okay, with the Dew Blend or the Canstead, they've got two different types, but they're the same thing. They're hemp with hemp inside each packet and CBD inside the packet as well. So you're not spitting it. You're actually swallowing it, because you're going to get the CBD benefits when you swallow it. And it's not gross. She's not going to hate it. She hates that you're spitting all over the place, that the tobacco is falling all over you. You've got it on your lip. It's on your beard. It's just gross. Plus, it's not healthy. Plus, it's really endangering your life. And that's not an exaggeration. If you're looking for the best way to get out of that dip and get into a safer, just better way to dip, go see my boys at 975dip.com. That's 975dip.com.
This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Bench with John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. A couple knuckleheads, if you ask me.
Hey, SiteJab is the website for you when it comes to building. Ironically, SiteJab is a website you go look at to learn how to build your own website. Well, you don't learn how to. You learn how to make a phone call to the number that's on there. That's what you do. You learn how to click that button that says set up free consultation. And what they do is they'll take a look at your product. They'll quote you a price. Price is a very fair price. I've gone through this with several companies over the years, and their price is as competitive as anyone's, and really, frankly, a better deal because of the work that they give you. They can professionally film your workplace. They can embed it into the website. They can handle e-commerce. They can do so many different things for you from a business standpoint in terms of creating logos, branding, running social media. But at the core of it all is building a social or building a website that is going to be an interactive billboard for you, for who you are, what you do, what the work is that you do, who some of your customers are. You want people to get all the information they can about you as quickly as possible, because they have short attention spans. And so SiteJab builds websites with that in mind, and you are going to find that your business leads will go way up when you have SiteJab creating a site for you. SiteJab.com, SiteJab.com. For small to medium-sized businesses, it's SiteJab. Because I'm a champion.
Found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Homegrown Listen, this is the first. This is the most homegrown team since 2010. 14 of their 26 players, of their 26-man World Series roster, were homegrown. The last six champions, not even close. The majority of them go out and get free agents and fill it in that way. This team is homegrown and young. Young. We got, oh my goodness. The arbitration guys this year, Fromber, Javier, Garcia's next year, Urquidy, and Brian Abreu, and Kyle Tucker. Kyle Tucker's going to demand a lot of money, bro. Kyle Tucker, I hope they get a long-term deal done with him. I think his agent would be dumb to do a long-term deal now.
Yeah.
I think Jordan's going to regret his deal because he left some money on the table, although he got that guaranteed money, you know, and, you know, a lot of people, Altuve did it
the same way.
He's
had some injuries. I mean, Jordan's had surgery on both knees, and, you know, it's understandable because you're set, you know, you're potentially set for life if you're Jordan. With that said.
Not potentially, you're set for life.
Yeah, well, with spending habits being what they are. And, you know, I don't know if Cuba gets a piece. Does Cuba get a taste?
I don't see it.
Does Cuba get a taste?
No. Cuba don't get no taste.
Cuba doesn't get a taste?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Is he playing World Baseball Classic for Cuba? Then they're going to get theirs.
I don't know that.
Because if he has to go back into the – they're going to get theirs if he has to go back in. Yeah, Kyle's going to wait it out. He's going to be big dollars, and then the Astros have a – he'd be the first guy that they would pay market value for when their deal is up. I don't remember any other player they've had. Didn't do it with Carlos, not with George, not with Dallas Keuchel. Of course, Dallas was already on the flip, you know, bottom side of his career. I haven't seen them do it. Everyone's an early deal.
Yep.
I've never seen them go to market and pay a market price for one of their stars. We have not seen it.
Nope. Yeah, once they get 6 years in, the Astros are like, okay, bye.
Well, that's why it's important to try to get the extra 2 years, give them money early, and get to an 8-year deal. It's important to do that.
Yep.
Jeremy Peña is going to get an early deal if he will take it. Now, remember, he's older. As a rookie, he's a little older.
25.
Christian Javier is a little older at 25 than some of these
Bromber's
guys.
Older.
Well, I mean, Christian Javier is not a rookie. Christian Javier has been with the Astros since 20.
He's been there three years.
Bromber's
older.
But, man, you'd love to do right now if you could do a Javier deal for $16 million a year, I'd do that in a heartbeat. Lance got more. And this guy does not have the injury background of Lance.
No. I don't know that they're going to do that right away. We'll see. Let's get Q in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hey, Q.
How y'all doing, man? Y'all definitely my favorite on the radio.
Thanks, man.
I'd like to make a point that when we lost one of our games at home and then we went to Philly and they had not lost at home and they rocked us with 5 home runs in that first game, 3. Everybody was feeling kind of bad, but, you know, my favorite pitcher, without a doubt, is Christian Javier. Just think how he put the fire out. That snowball was rolling. They hadn't lost. They didn't think they could lose. And those guys were raking. And he just walked in, as he usually does, you know, that stoic on the mound, and just shut them down for 6 innings. And then our bullpen, you know, they do what they always do. And we right back in the series. And a lot of my partners I was talking to, they didn't really realize how good this man is and how big that game 4 was. And it's like we gave, you know, he gave us all our swagger back. And the pitchers, you know, they just forgot about the game 3 and went back to doing their thing, man. But I would love to have Justin back at a, you know, team-friendly price, but, you know, $45 million would go a long way to paying for 2 position players that would play every day. So I don't really know how they do it. I'm just trust the process. They seem like they know what they're doing. So this is rates right up there with me being at the no-hitter, man, with Mike Scott in 86.
Yep. Yeah, yep. But that was incredible.
Oh, no, absolutely. Thanks, Q. We appreciate it.
So
now, Christian Javier changed the series.
Mm-hmm.
Changed the series.
Well, the no-hitter did. I mean, Christian Javier specifically, but – can you imagine the amount of doubt that must be in your mind if you get no hit after going 5 home runs the game before and you couldn't touch anybody that came in?
They were rocked. That place was rocking. The team felt great about itself. Listen, if they don't blow that lead in game one, this wasn't even a series. It wouldn't have been, you know, they would have, they would have gotten that one win, and that would have been it for them. But they did. They got it. And you know what? They made it a series. I'll tell you, I thought the Phillies were the best team that the Astros faced, but Seattle was definitely second, if not first. And the Yankees were last. That Yankees team was not very good. For a 99-win team, they were, of course, they were limping in, no question about it. But they just weren't. Hell, that was the easiest series that they had, the Yankees. Coy is next. Hey, Coy.
Hey, good morning, fellas. First off, I just want to say thank you guys for being on the radio for so many years. I've listened to y'all since I was in high school. Every morning going to school, and now every morning going to work. So I really appreciate you guys. You guys are hilarious and just make the morning drive a lot more better. So
appreciate it.
We'll talk about, obviously, the Astros. Fantastic year. I think for me personally, this championship meant a lot more to the city than it did the first one, just because of all the, you know, the scandal and everybody talking a bunch of crap and all that. But special players. Our team is a family-oriented team. I mean, just Pena. And then you got Christian Javier. You got Altuve. These guys have got core values that brought to our team. And nobody's bigger than the other. Everybody's kind of on the same playing field. I just love the teamwork and just the passion that our team brought this year. And, yeah, it was a roller coaster ride of a weekend watching the Longhorns and then the Astros at the same time. And my wife wasn't too happy because her Alabama Roll Tide didn't win. So it wasn't, it was kind of a
sorry
feelings in our household. So
sorry, but, not sorry. Sorry, not sorry about your wife's Alabama team. Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't really too beat up about it, but she was just kept asking me, are we excited about the Astros?
I'm happy life. Yeah, you never want the wife to not be happy. Appreciate the phone call. I'm going to say something that's not going to be popular. I'll just say it. It has nothing to do with nothing. I don't love this heart thing that Jeremy does. This feels like I'm looking at Tiger Bop magazine again. Pretty ass Jeremy Pena doing a heart thing and smiling with his head. I'm like, that seems so soft. But all he's doing is winning AL, is winning Gold Gloves where Carlos never won one. League
he
Championship
loves his
Series
mom and dad.
MVP. Is that just for his mom?
Mom and dad.
Okay, I feel like a jerk for saying it. But let's get something else for your mom. Do this. Do that. Do the kiss on and then the chest tap. Point to the sky, up to the heavens.
His mom's alive. Why has he got to point to the sky?
All right, then point to the box, the suites, wherever mom's sitting. Point to the seats. I'll do a thumbs up. Do an H.
What the hell?
We're doing the hearts?
The heart. That's what we do.
That's what this feels like. That's what this feels like. He said, you want me to bleach your skin too? No, we're doing hearts. This dude is hard. He's like the nicest. My wife said, he really is pretty. He is.
Like, every time he's up, my wife is like, she loves him.
Uh-huh.
Cutie.
I know.
No, what does she call him? I forget what she calls him, but she loves Jeremy
Pena.
That's
what I'm saying. Jeremy Pena is like, Carlos had a little edge to him.
Yeah.
He had an MMA podcast.
You know what I'd rather
him
do? If he did this. He did this. If he went around like this. Come on, come get me, girls.
At the picture.
Come get me, girls.
This is why it's good Twitch is out here live.
You can't see what I would do.
Yeah, it's not
but
great.
But it's the universal for
You don't have to say anything. You're good. You're good. We can get it, Gallagher.
Okay. You don't have to say. 9 o'clock, straight up. Academy Sports and Outdoors, thank you. It's where you get all your Astros gear. Get to academy.com or one of their stores. Let's go, baby. Let's go. Get to Academy Sports and Outdoors and get here to Cobos Q to hang out with us. Right now, you and I.
No. We do.
Yeah, if we got a problem. We got Aqueduct Plumbing with us. We got Billy Brown. We got the great people over at Aqueduct Plumbing. If you're looking for a great way to take care of any plumbing need that you have, these guys are the – I'm telling you. I put the number in your phone.
Yeah.
Make sure that you call these guys because they're the best in the business. 281-488-8888. 62-38.
Yeah, and it's anything from if you have a big remodel you're doing and you want them to come in and do your handle your plumbing stuff, they'll do that. Moving gas lines, they can do that to connect. A lot of times people will connect their grills directly to a gas line. Maybe you're looking for someone that you think you might have a leak. You've noticed water goes a little lower than expected in the toilets when it's just sitting there. That could be a leak. You need to get a hydrostatic test done. You need someone who can get in there with cameras to find out what's going on. And then if you need work done, you need a company that you can trust that is completely transparent and that does work efficiently and they do it the right way the first time. All of those are check marks for Aqueduct Plumbing Company. Make sure you go to aqueductplumbingcompany.com. That's aqueductplumbingcompany.com, 281-488-6238.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.